We begin today with a look at the Richland Center Hornets football team, which began its season with a scrimmage in lacrosse on Friday night. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
You know, we always love going to the Logan scrimmage because we get to see, you know, some bigger schools, you know, teams that we won't typically see during the regular season. And came out of the gates against Logan. And Logan is always a tough team to start against just because they're a school 2 to 3 times our size. Their kids are well coached. They're big kids. You know, and they just feel comfortable within their system. And so we got the lot to go on defense first against them. And they drove, and our kids just gutted it out and had a gritty goal line stand on that first drive. And so, I mean, if that's an indicator of how our defense is going to play tough and hard-nosed and own the trenches, man, it's going to be a fun season. So defensively, they did really well. Of course, you have little breakdowns here and there, right? That's what a scrimmage shows you. And so we were able to make a little adjustments, you know, going into this week and then go that route. So offensively, we struggled initially. I think part of that is the shock, you know, with coming out of that first live-action competition. And then our second go-around was against Sparta, and it just clicked for our kids. Offensively, they were able to move the ball at will on the ground and through the air. And defensively, I mean, they were playing lights out ball. So anytime we see two bigger schools, right, and we're able to have success on one side of the ball or both sides of the ball, it's a really good scrimmage. And at the end of the day, everybody came out healthy, right, which is always what you hope for with the scrimmage too.
I asked Coach Troxell about the numbers for this year's Hornet football program.
So we've got about probably mid-40s. You know, overall with kids, we've got a very strong senior and junior class, which is good. You know, some young pieces, you know, with our sophomore class and then just a developing freshman class. So we're hopeful that our numbers will continue to grow at the younger levels. I think we're seeing a byproduct of COVID, you know, when kids just didn't get into youth sports when they were younger. But what's nice to know is that we kind of have our finger on the pulse of where our numbers are at with our whole program. So our current seventh graders, very strong numbers, and then every other class behind that, numbers are very strong. So might be a couple lean years, you know, coming up in the next two. But then after that, Center should be known for just rebuilding year in and year out, which is great that our youth program now is finally starting to kick in.
The Hornet football team opens up at Viroqua on Friday night with a kickoff time of 7 o'clock. I asked Andy Troxell about the leaders for the Hornet football team.
I've got 10 guys, right, that have done everything we've asked them to do, and it's hard to not give a kid, you know, an opportunity to have that distinction, you know, when they're busting their tail like anybody else. So, you know, those 10 kids, and 10 because we had a tie, number 9, you know, they're the gold standard for our program, you know, and so those kids include, in no particular order here, Jaden Shep, A.J. Clone, Kaizen Switchenberg, Bill Weiss, Bronson Perkins, Caden Stibbe, Blake Muller, Tate Perkins, Holden Grob, and Isaac Gold. So just great kids all the way around.
Awesome. Quite a few names we've mentioned in the past, and they're hoping on some of that experience to pay off this year, I'm sure, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of experience that we're going to put back on the field, and so I think that's the thing that'll be nice for Hornet football is that, you know, there might be some new guys in new spots, or old guys in new spots, I should say, you know, but overall, collectively, we will be one of probably the most experienced teams in the SWC this year.
Richland Center head football coach Andrew Troxell as his team prepares for the start of the season. Start of the season is underway for the Richland Center soccer team. The boys getting set for a big showdown on Saturday with the alumni soccer legends. So the Hornets preparing for the start of the regular campaign, and it's the annual scrimmage, the varsity versus the legends. It begins around 11 o'clock on Saturday morning at Avitus Rip Field. If there are any legends that would like to play or be a part of the game, contact Rick Piasecki for more information. Merchants Bowling League will have a meeting starting at 6 o'clock tonight. The league will begin on September 2nd at 6 p.m. In other notes from the local and area scene, last night RC Church League softball tournament champions were decided. In the A division, the Mission got by 5 points Lutheran, 9-7, adding a tournament championship to their regular season title. In the B division, St. Mary's forced a second game for the title by taking down the Knights of Columbus in the first game, 15-2. In the rubber game, it was the Knights of Columbus coming out on top, 17-11, to take the title. Campbell, Dan Makovic, and Darren Kepler each had home runs in the victory. Thanks to everyone who helped make the 26 RC Church League softball season a very big success. It won't be long down the line when we'll be talking about Church League volleyball getting underway. Quail Run golf action last night. The league was delayed for a little more than an hour because of the storm that came through at the start of play. Only half of the members were able to complete their round last night. Makeup games will be played through the week and completed before next Tuesday. The results from what we have and who finished last night, Aaron Halverson and Neil Mahoney both had 37s. Aaron had an eagle on hole 8 and Neil birdied hole 1. 40s for Steve Shasina and J.J. Klatt. A birdie on hole 1 for J.J. Klatt. Eli Cannon had a 42, including a birdie on hole 6. And Rod Reitz and Pat Keegan, both with 43s. Other golfers with holes played under par. Wally Wachter birdied hole 2. Max Gasol with a birdie on hole 2. Pat Metz birdied hole 3 during week 18 of the Quail Run golf action. Night League Home Talent Baseball coming up tomorrow night. Arena will be home against Sun Prairie in Night League Baseball. Second round action. That first pitch time will be at 7:30. Two innings with five runs crossing the plate, then a nine-run ninth inning powered the Brewers to a record-setting 22-0 win over Seattle last night. That's the most runs scored in franchise history. The most runs scored by the winning team in a shutout victory in Major League Baseball history. Milwaukee got home runs from Jake Bowers, Christian Yelich, and Luis Lara, and David Hamilton. Yelich, Lara, and Hamilton each drove in four runs. Yelly talked about it being a team effort.
Kind of crazy. I mean, it happened fast. You know, it's always fun to be on this side of that. You know, it's just a fun night for the guys, and cool to see Gary out there closing it, and kind of just contributions from everybody. So those are always great nights when they're going your way.
Brewer catcher Gary Sanchez finished the game on the mound. Kyle Harrison with the win. He talked about being a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going into it just like any other start until they take the ball from me. So that's all I can do. And Joe did a great job picking me up. You know, those extra two innings were huge. And then obviously the offense speaks for itself today. So cool to be a part of.
And manager Pat Murphy was asked about the approach.
I mean, that's how we play. You know, when we swing at strikes and take balls, it sounds so easy and it's very, very difficult. But to be able to lay off really tough pitches and not panic that you have to swing because you're down 0-1, you know, or having two strikes is not a death wish, you know. Then you break through, Yelly hits a big homer, and you break through.
Dustin May pitches for the Brewers in game number 2 tonight against the Mariners, and hopefully they can get some runs. Baseball logic usually means that after 22 runs, you struggle the next night, but hopefully not. The Cubs were winners 4-3 over the White Sox, Texas 5-0 over Washington, Boston 9, Arizona 4, Minnesota 4, and Atlanta 1, Cleveland 8-1 over San Francisco, and Pittsburgh 4-1 winners against Detroit. In the National League, St. Louis 3-0 over Cincinnati, Philadelphia 6, Miami 4, San Diego 5-2 over the Mets, the Dodgers 7, Colorado 6. In the American League, the Yankees 3, Baltimore 1, Toronto 10-5 over Tampa Bay. Kansas City 4, the Athletics 3, and the Angels were winners 3-1 over Houston. Tight end Tucker Kraft scored a touchdown in Tuesday's practice that was open to Packers fans. That's the last open practice before the team flies to Denver for Friday's preseason game. Defensive lineman Lucas Van Ness made several outstanding plays in his first practice back after dealing with a minor injury. And running back Josh Jacobs took part in practice for the first time in almost 2 weeks. Green Bay will hold a closed practice today before leaving for the Broncos game. The pregame time coming up at 6 o'clock on Friday night on WRCO FM 100.9. That is an update on sports for a Wednesday morning. I am Phil Nee.